Listen on Demand. Brought to you by 680 News.
Breaking news on the mayor's race as John Tory takes his name off the list of possible contenders. Tory has issued a statement this morning confirming that he's going to focus on a nonprofit agency here in the city.
Now, 680's political affairs specialist, John Stahl, is here live with the latest and live with Mr. Tory. John.
Yes, he is on the line. We've just learned that he is going to take the chair of the City Summit Alliance from the late David Pico, who he says urged him just prior to his death to consider the role as an option to running for mayor. Mr. Tory, we are told, made the decision late yesterday and joins us live to discuss it. How are you, John?
I'm fine, John. How are you?
Are you feeling relieved or are you still somewhat conflicted?
I think you just have to be content with decisions you make. I'm a very proud Torontonian. I love the city and I want to find ways to contribute, but you don't have to do it as a politician. And while I had a good chance of winning to be mayor, I'm going to make a contribution in other ways.
And when was that decision actually made?
Actually, truth to tell, it was made on Sunday because I was with my wife, Barb, and we had a long chat about this, as you do, and we just came to this conclusion, and then I came home, and events tend to spin a bit out of control when you tell two people, and they tend to tell their friends. I don't have any trouble keeping secrets. It's the people that I tell that seem to have that trouble.
All right, and why the decision to go to the City Summit Alliance?
Well, David Pico wrote to me before he died, and I was such an admirer, and I worked with him on founding that, and I think they've done a lot of good for the city, and the board then encouraged me to think about that as an option for me, and I think it's a great way to help build the city, and whether it's to address economic strategy, the plight of skilled immigrants, or the environment, or the arts, there's lots to be done, and I think you can do a lot from there.
For those, John, who have been following this mayoralty race and your career for a long time, who think that the increased competition had a lot to do with your decision to go or not go, what do you say?
I would say that if they check the polls that were published, which had lots of the names in them that are presently either in the race or speculated to be in the race, it showed that I had a healthy lead. And that doesn't guarantee you anything, but it certainly encouraged me and the people on the street and the subway encouraged me to believe that they had faith in my candidacy. But I had to make a personal decision about my own life and my own career, and I've done that. And I'll continue to contribute to the city, but it just won't be as a politician for now.
Is that, you say for now, I'm just going to ask, maybe sometime in the future?
I've been involved in politics for 40 years, so I know that you never say never just because if you say never, then somebody will ask you 5 years from now if you change your mind, well, you said never. So I'm not planning any future forays into politics. I'd like to devote myself to the City Summit Alliance, to businesses that I'm involved in, and to a lot of charitable work, and we'll carry on from there.
Okay, great. Thanks for joining us.